I never quite know what to share from the pulpit on Mother's Day. I always threatened Mom I would stay up here and stand up here and talk about my sainted mother. And she threatened to haunt me if I ever did, so we won't risk that today. But I've had a great deal of time to reflect on this first Mother's Day without my mom. But I have to say it hasn't been a time of sadness and melancholy. The thoughts and feelings and memories that I have of Mom were positive and thankful in their nature. I was given so very much by her. So on this Mother's Day 2013, I want to explore some images that I have that had come really from Mom. And they're images of God. God as a mother. We can imagine such things, realizing that all images of God are just that. They're images. We use images all the time to describe our relation to the holy, to the divine. We hear a common image of the Good Shepherd evident in the 23rd Psalm, that most loved piece of scripture. We see it in so many other places too. Common images in the Hebrew scriptures for God are those of king and judge, shepherd, master, father, and husband. The prophet Hosea in particular was interesting to me in seminary days, where Hosea acted out a parable of Israel as a faithless wife and God as a forgiving husband. People have always struggled to name the presence of the holy in their lives. These days are such in our society that we are more comfortable with images of God that are partly described as a mother. When we describe images of the divine, many of us think of feminine images without any trouble at all. For our world has changed radically because of the work in the last decades of feminist scholars and poets and thinkers who have helped us to see images of God much more inclusively. The time when I was in seminary in the late 70s and early 80s was a time that gave birth to not only feminist theology, but liberation theology as well. We as a society, and Christianity in particular, have found the freedom to imagine God in fresh, new ways that are not bound by the traditions of the Hebrew scriptures or the Christian testament. When you think of God as mother, what images come up for you? For me, to be a mother is to be a vessel of grace. To love a child before the child is able to love back. To pour one's heart out before the child can even say thank you. To ache for the hope of life in that tiny one. Of course, not all mothers instantly love. And not all children are automatically lovable, but a love between a mother and her child is nearly instinctual. If not loved, children become like a tree bent over because of the storms of winter, hit before they're ready to handle it. Simply having children does not make one a mother, and conversely, one does not have to have children in order to mother. There's been many a father that has mothered a child, in my experience. Jesus reminds us, "Who is my mother?" he said. "Whoever does the will of God is my brother, my sister, my mother." All of us, you see, are called to love each other into that all God made and means us to be. To love is to support. To love is to encourage, but as my mom taught me, not necessarily to approve. You see, mother love is not always approval, nor is it all sweetness and light. Sometimes love has a bitter flavor, like the juice of a wild berry, neither sweet nor bland. But if love is not necessarily approval or all sweetness, it is one thing. It is acceptance. For you see, acceptance keeps love up front, no matter the circumstances. Jesus portrays the best image of that kind of unconditional love in the story of the prodigal son. Or for this day, we might say the prodigal daughter. If the story was about daughters and mothers, it would come out the same way. The grace in this parable is freedom. If the mother could have ordered the daughter to stay at home, she might have been able to make her see. But without freedom, there is no love. Imagine the parents as they stood on the road, both of them longing for the son to return to himself and to his spiritual home. I was pleased that Harry Clark at my mother's memorial service could have very easily have been justified choosing the prodigal son as his scripture for that service. But thank God Harry Clark didn't do that. He had plenty of evidence, let me assure you. But Mom wasn't that type. Mom was not the type to stand in the doorway tapping her foot ready to recite my wrongs. But she was the type to stand there with arms open wide and pure joy in her heart at my return, no matter what far country I had been in. One writer said of mothers, he said, "Mother love, like God's love, provides maximum support and minimum protection." The love of a mother is not always approving, but it is accepting, giving support, not protection. Mothering, not smothering. Perhaps the hardest thing I think we do as parents is to grant our children freedom to make mistakes, allowing them their failures and the suffering that comes to them. Why is it so hard for parents who believe in God to do as God does? Even as God holds us, God lets us go. In the due course of time, we have to accept the responsibility of parenting our parents. To mother or father, your own aging or dying parent can be one of the most powerful passages that we go through as adults. Many of you in this congregation this morning have accepted this role with your parents and know how beautiful and how challenging this turning can be. We stand on holy ground whenever we're asked to be present in the life and dying of our mothers and fathers. And we stand on holy ground as a congregation when we bid farewell to our spiritual parents that depart from us. We learn about the nature and the grace of God in their presence. We learn about the nature of God from our spiritual parents. See, acceptance is about love, welcoming the changes that come into your life because you love and trust that God places at the doorstep of your heart all of these experiences. Sometimes our relationships with our mothers neither begin nor end well. We have to recognize this today, that not all have that ideal situation. Some have been badly hurt by mothers and fathers. Some who are parents have been profoundly hurt by children who ran away or disappeared or never called. The grief is deep and anger is present and tears are real. And there's no use pretending differently. So Mother's Day may be a day for grief rather than celebration for some. For this, there are only a few words of consolation. Forgive what you cannot condone. Sometimes that takes a lifetime, and some of us may never arrive. But it's better to live moving toward the light than remaining in the darkness of pain and anger. Scars are all right. Scars are wounds that have healed, not without a trace, but they've healed nevertheless. Imagining God as mother is not a complete image, to be sure. But neither is God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit. Mother God, like Father God, is merely one way we might think of and understand our God. But it is limited in the end, as are all attempts to name and describe our God. When we seek to know God, we seek God's face in the faces and lives of everyone we know. We seek to know God through the natural world and its beauty and its terror. We seek God through our relationships with friends, with family, with those who are living and also departed, and with those who have left a long time ago. God as Mother is another way for us to catch a glimpse of that mystical union we see with the God with whom we're joined, but in so many ways that we can't comprehend. Each of us is born of God and also of woman. We have a dual parentage, an earthly mother and a spiritual mother as well. We have a dual membership in the human family and in the world. Perhaps this is why we're called to see all those in the world as our brothers and our sisters. The world is one large family. I pray that we might be given strength and compassion, too, for the life ahead. Let it be us on this Mother's Day celebrate our mothers, whether mortal or immortal at this time. Whether they birthed us or simply gave us life. I pray that we can celebrate them as those who have given us a glimpse of the nature of God. Let us pray for grace to mother one another, to accept when we cannot approve, to forgive even though we cannot always forget, and to love no matter what love brings. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Amen.